Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Well, I am 17 here, so it's not going to go anywhere. I wasn't planning on taking it off because I've got all the modes working together now and on a smaller server, which is nice. More affordable, let's just put it that way. Yeah, so, I mean, it's working. It's talking right now, matter of fact, and it says I'm streaming. 6 seconds ago, streaming. It's kind of funny. So, and the bridge is over here at the house going through the Starlink system, so that's continuous. And, yeah, Starlink's actually backed up by a UPS. I'm trying to debate on the battery. I don't know what I want to do with that battery. I got a 35-amp-hour battery on it right now for the UPS. It says it's good for 3.5 hours, roughly, for a power outage. We've had power outages for over 9 hours. I'm debating on adding this other 35-amp-hour that gives me 70-amp-hours. But then I was sitting there thinking, well, maybe I should get another power gate because Starlink can run on 12 volts. Well, it's actually 56 volts, but it can be inverted or upverted or whatever they want to call that. So I was thinking of doing that, but I really don't want to screw with that system too much because it's not my stuff. You know, it's their stuff. I have free equipment from them. So I really don't want to mess with their stuff too much. So that's why I kind of wanted to keep it on the UPS. It just keeps it simpler. So if I add another battery and run it in parallel, then it would give me 12 volts, 70 amp hours, and my peak time should be 8 hours to stay on for Starlink. So anyway, I'm up in the air with that. I do have another battery and still debating on that moment. Just saying.